Okay, so it's a Saturday afternoon here at Windrush Square in Brixton. Reclaim Brixton is in full effect, really happening, quite loud, lots of drums. We've got to speak loudly. Very kindly joined, always kindly joined by Kingsley Abrams. I almost said councillor then, that's not quite right. So Kingsley, what brings you down to Reclaim Brixton Police today?
Well, as you know, I live locally, but I've come here because you can see the different campaigns that are here. There are people who come around housing, about stopping social cleansing, the knocking down of the Knights Walk or Cressingham Gardens, etc. And of course, there are people here about opposing the cuts and trying to stop all the destruction of our libraries, our youth clubs, etc. So it's absolutely brilliant to be here and to see the energy that's going on here.
Yeah, and you're now really able to put forward some of your arguments and issues from outside the Labour group in Lambeth. Does that make you feel a lot more free and you can really, really explore ideas about what could happen?
Oh yeah, when I resigned from Labour at the end of January, I talk about breaking away from the shackles that has been holding me back within the Labour Party, and I feel much better now being outside of the party to express the politics which I've always had, which is that we don't have to make any cuts, we don't have to deal with austerity, we should oppose it because it's an attack on poor people, and we don't have to engage in social cleansing. We need to build council houses, we need to get rid of the bedroom tax, we need to scrap right to buy and things like that, and the Labour group is not dealing with that. All they're doing is making cuts, and you know they voted 90 million cuts recently.
Yeah, and it's very difficult, Kingsley, the whole idea about gentrification, which is the broad theme, I think, today for Reclaim Brixton. Is it as simple as saying, in Brixton, in Lambeth, this whole gentrification issue, is it a consequence of what's happening in the town hall, or is it maybe a wider London national thing?
It's a wider national thing, of course, but decisions are made in the town hall. For instance, I'm standing in the Prince's Ward by-election, and there's Knights Walk, and the council is proposing to demolish it. The residents there want to stay. They may want a new window or a new kitchen, but they don't want their homes demolished. And all the council is trying to do, demolish the homes and give the property to private developers, give the land to private developers, to build what's called so-called affordable housing, which you and I can't afford. So whether it's Knights Walk, Cressingham Gardens, the Aylesbury in Southwark, or Haygate in Southwark, we need to fight and oppose social cleansing.
And what's the solution, Kingsley? So is it a case of like today coming together, which is very, very good, people are united, but it's really hard then to actually try and stop some of these schemes that are happening. How can you really, really address and maybe help save Cressingham, help all the other estates that are lined up next?
The good thing about this today is that we have to be united, we have to work together, so we can't have all these different sectarian things going on, so that together we work, and if we keep together and hold together, there's obviously an opportunity for us to win when we oppose the knocking down of Knights Walk or social cleansing of Cressingham Gardens. So what this shows me today is that there is a lot of people out there who are concerned about what's happening in the community, and what we say nationally is that if Labour or the Tories win the next election, we know they're committed to another 30 billion cuts. And we're saying you can't make decisions like that if you care about the community, if you care about libraries, if you care about youth clubs. We need to stop austerity, invest in people, they pay taxes, the economy will grow.
And the final question, Kingsley. So your campaign, we mentioned you're standing in Prince's Ward in the by-election and also over in Bermondsey and Old Southwark for the general election. So how are the campaigns going? What kind of response have you had so far?
No, the campaign is going well. I mean, the message of opposing cuts, opposing austerity, investing in people, investing in growth, the message about social cleansing, also the message about we need a health service which is fully funded and there should be no privatisation, that we should reverse all the cuts for people like with mental difficulties, etc., needs mental care. We need to invest in people. We need to invest in people who are disabled, etc. We need to stop all those welfare cuts. That kind of message is going across very well. And Left Unity and TUS that I'm representing are being well received.
Okay, well, thank you. So that's been Kingsley Abrams, who is standing as the TUS candidate in the Prince's Ward by-election here in Lambeth and also in the general election in Bermondsey and Old Southwark. Always nice to catch up, so thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jason.